The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Amen. Happy St. Cross Day! All right, it's technically the Feast of the Holy Cross, but since we have a weird name, I just adapt it as I so see fit. So, glad to have the choir back, glad to have the acolytes back, glad to see everybody in their festival red. It's awesome. So, one of the joys of being a rector, and people often find what I love about my job to be odd, but I guess you have to be odd to be a priest in the first place. So, but one of the joys, and I'm truly serious about this, is that everyone tells me exactly what they think. You all do. You have no problem telling me what you like and what you don't like. I hear when people agree with a sermon or a newsletter or a vestry decision, and I hear when you don't agree with any of that. And given the challenges of racism, privilege, natural disasters, our government, the multitude of details in the upcoming Capitol campaign, and let's take it out of the church, social media, our families, our neighbors, I get a lot of feedback about us and about other things, but the past few months, especially with two new awesome associates and awesome deacon that we continue to fold into our life here, I've gotten a lot of feedback the past few months. Tons. It's been great. And because of that, I have some good news. No, I'm serious. I like these conversations. I have some good news for you all. Are you ready? I mean, like, this is really great news for us. We are not all going to get along. Even if we are church, even if we are church, whether it's church or with our family or with our neighbors, we are not all going to agree on everything. It just doesn't happen that way. And the cool thing is, for really old timers, you'll know this is something historic about our St. Cross community. I mean, I still hear about the Vietnam War and about how people were for it and against it, and they all got along. I have lived through people talking about death penalty, abortion. The hot one right now is the right to die in our church, and I have people here and here. But yet, nobody ever leaves over a decision, or rarely do people leave over an opinion of someone who differs from them. And I brag about this because some people say, "Oh, no, we just, And I say, no, my church, like, I got people here and here on everything. And guess what? They all come to the same altar every Sunday and receive the body and blood of Christ together as one community. And that is one of the awesome things about the parish that I get to serve. You see, St. Cross only works when we remain in relationship. And in fact, that's true for our families, for our friends, when we are in school, Our community only works when we remain in relationship. And Jesus has some words about that today on this Feast of the Holy Cross. He has some words that are a setup for us of what it means to be Christian, what it means to be a church that follows Jesus. I like the opening line. It's really awesome. We can all totally get behind this, right? Now is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of the world will be driven out. And we're all like, yeah, man, let's get on that judgment. Only Jesus is the one who gets to judge, not us. But Jesus is in the middle of what's called his final discourse, the big fancy word for this part of the Gospel of John. But he's laying it out straight for the disciples and his followers. He's making clear that he's going to die. And the crowd says, wait, we thought the Messiah was going to be around forever. What exactly does this mean? And Jesus then gives us our instructions. Jesus says, the light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light so that you may become, are you ready for it? You may become children of the light. Jesus calls us to be children of the light, and now we begin to get to disagree, because what does it mean to be children of the light? Just exactly where are we to be the lantern bearers of the good news of a God who loves us and cares for us and dies for us and brings us everlasting life? Where exactly are we supposed to do that? And what do we do if we don't all agree about where our lights should go? So I'm going to talk about that for a moment, and I'm going to give you an odd example of figuring out how to follow the light, but you got to bear with me, okay? So when I first came to Hermosa Beach, I lived in this awesome second-story apartment down on Hermosa Avenue. And it was great because my bedroom was on the west side, and it had, you know, those big old windows that, like, you slide open. And so I would do that so that you could hear the waves and have that fresh ocean air, and it was awesome. And I had had it closed for some time because it had been winter, and that's, you know, you close your windows in winter. And it was, you know, that first spring day, and it's warm enough, and you go, oh, yeah. So I opened up my window as I went to bed, and I went to sleep to the lovely sound of the waves crashing sometime in early spring, and I was so relaxed and happy. And in the middle of the night, I woke up. And I had this feeling that someone was in my bedroom. In fact, I was sure that something had accidentally brushed my face and woken me up. But I'm smart, because if there was someone in my bedroom, then I should pretend to be asleep while I figure out just exactly what I'm going to do. And then I fell back asleep. But then it happened two more times of something just kind of gently brushing me and waking me awake. And I was like, what is going on? And right then something buzzed my ear, one of those. And I was like, okay, that is not a mosquito. And I'm still trying to pretend to be asleep because, you know, what if it is somebody, you know, who's taunting me in the dark? I don't know. And I was like, do they have bats in Hermosa Beach? And then I heard another noise in a different area of my bedroom, and I finally turned on the light in my room. I forgot to mention, you'll figure it out. My room was full of moths, big moths. Hundreds of them had flocked into my room, drawn by the full moon reflecting off my white bedroom wall. And I'm smart. I taught science, fifth graders. So I turn my light back off. I walk over, plug it in over by my window, and I hold my bedroom lamp outside, right, trying to get them all out. No, I was nothing compared to the moon off of that white wall. So I called it quits. I took my wool carpet off the wall and rolled that up so it wouldn't get eaten or eggs laid in it. And I walked out of my bedroom, shut the door behind me, and went to sleep on the couch. Luckily, they stayed in the bedroom. And in the morning, I got up, and the moths were gone, with only a straggler or two to remind me that it had not been a dream. And so if you're wondering where this is going, you are correct. We are to be moths. In fact, I really wish we had the old sign. It's the only time I've ever wanted the old sign, because I think it would say, Mothra for Jesus. Awesome. Okay, maybe we aren't supposed to be exactly like moths. You see, however, we don't act as individual Christians, but we act with the Christian community. Even if we did do something on our own, we are doing it because we are part of a larger community, and we, like the moths, are drawn to the light because it's where we find God. We are drawn to the love of God and sharing that with others as much as the moths were drawn to the nighttime glow of my bedroom wall. And it's the community of St. Cross. And even as Christians, as individuals, we are to be unceasing in our pursuit of finding the light. And not just finding it, but then taking that light to others. And we can only do that when we are in relationship with one another. You see, we are children of the light, empowered by God, with one another. Now, the challenge of being the light and bringing the light is that we can all agree that we believe in God and love God. We can all agree on Jesus and who Jesus, well, maybe not who Jesus is in our life, but that Jesus is important. But we're not always going to agree on where we should take our lights out from under the bushel and start shining them around the world. Now, sometimes we hit a gold mine and we know exactly what we're supposed to do, such as our continued outreach work with Neighbor to Neighbor, or our well over 25 years of ministry that we're now concluding with Las Familias, or our newer ministries with Family Promise or Laundry Love. Each and every one of those are places where we have been drawn to the light as a community, and we have formed relationship at the same time that we work hard to bring God's love to one another. And yet, as I said earlier, historically, we don't always agree, even with other ministries, about what we should do and how we should do it. We will not agree on how we should shine light on the need to address the inherent racism in our country. We just aren't going to agree on it, or even if I should mention that in a sermon. And I'll hear about it afterwards, because you guys do tell me what you think. We are not going to agree on what we mean when we say all are welcome, because sometimes each of us, in our own way, struggle with who all really is. Or are. We are not going to agree on how we engage our biblical call to welcome the alien. And I'm going to give you a great example I found out about this week. Our sister parish in our deanery, that's the area of churches in our diocese, St. Luke's Long Beach, is taking a person into sanctuary in the next week or so. And some of you will wonder why a church would do this, and others of you will be lining up to help. we aren't going to agree, we still are called to shine the light. In the months ahead, we may have to decide if we get our work party back together again, which is St. Cross didn't have a work project. I don't know what we would do. But are we going to go to Texas? Are we going to go to Florida? Are we going to go to Barbuda? When one of your besties is from Antigua, you learn how to say it correctly. We were all schooled this week. We aren't going to agree because we all have different ties in each of those places. But yet we together in relationship can decide where the help is most needed and where is the best place for our community. Our vestry will be finalizing decisions for the capital campaign, and they will not all agree on everything. And yet Jesus calls us still to be the light, to remain in relationship through our differences, and to continue to find where we as a community are called forward to be the light in all places and on all times, even when we differ in opinion. And if we can't do it here at St. Cross, then I don't know how we're modeling it for that out in our wider world that needs that witness. You see, despite difference of experience, difference of opinion, as children of the light, Jesus calls us always to remain in relationship. Our presiding bishop talks unceasingly about the Jesus movement and how we're called into it. That's being children of the light. But we don't do the Jesus movement alone, nor are we going to do it like the church next to us or the next church down or the next church down or the next. And yet, we all still do the Jesus movement together as one community united through Christ. You see, I believe that struggle is a part of our human journey and our Christian journey. And in the end, we are not moths that blindly find the brightest spot. We are humans. And Jesus knew that. And he says the words that we heard today because Jesus knows that we will struggle to figure out what does it mean to be church. Because there is no final answer on that. It is constantly changing and evolving. And we may struggle, but let me be clear. We always respect differences in this community. We always are prayerful about our challenges, and we always work to stay in relationship with one another. And only when we do that, when we pray and respect and remain in relationship, only then do we remain a community of faith that is steadfast as we strive together to be children of the light. Amen.